Just coming into our posture. Just allowing ourselves to relax as best we can. For our body to settle. Feeling into all the contact points, whether you're sitting or lying. Coming into the body. Allowing your body to settle, to come to rest. And sometimes if we have body soreness or pain or discomfort, the body sometimes is designed to go into kind of protective mode around our pain, to protect our pain. And while this is a good thing to happen in the short term, we can sometimes get stuck there. So this is a tool that hopefully you might feel useful. So just coming into the body, just being fully aware of how your body is feeling right now. And so we can track our body sensations, track the speed of our body sensations if you like. Almost like we have a speedometer within the body. Notice how your body is right now, what speed it may be going at. Almost like driving a car. Sometimes we can speed up and sometimes we need to take our foot off the pedal. So just notice where your body is right now. Are you at optimum speed for your activity, which is just settling, grounding the body, coming into a pause, coming into rest? Maybe being aware of whether your body is restless or it's feeling relaxed and at peace. Maybe it's at an optimum level. And perhaps just bringing awareness to whether the body and the mind are both settling and grounding into the support Sometimes our body might be coming to rest, but our mind might be full of thoughts and racing. So just being aware of both. And everyone has their own unique tempo, if you like. And all we're doing is using this tool and using this opportunity to rest our bodies, rest our minds. And just knowing whether the body speed is high or low, or just somewhere in the middle. If our noticing feels that the body speed is high and we feel restless, difficult to ground, then let's just pause and deliberately slow down. Can do this by exhaling slowly just really feeling the slowing down of sensations in the body by just breathing normally on the inhale and then breathing really slowly and extending the exhale. And if your experience is the opposite, in that you feel that the body is tired, sluggish maybe, then we can allow the body to speed up a little. Then just by bringing in more energy with just a little bit more focus on the in-breath, just notice that even tiny shifts are possible. We can slow the rhythm of our heartbeat, of our thoughts, of our emotions, any feelings, just by using this kind of modulation of speed and awareness of how the body is functioning. And if the body feels that it's at an optimal level, then just breathing normally. So seeing if we can notice what speed we're at. just being curious. Sometimes our thoughts may be going really fast, but the body may feel tired and slow. You may have the opposite experience of feeling that your body, that things are happening quickly in your body. Lots of sensation. But your mind might be feeling slow or foggy or unclear. And we can just adapt our focus. Just slowing down. Perhaps taking our foot off the gas a little bit. So we just practice shifting our focus, modulating our breath if that feels okay. We can also be curious about our environment, the space around us, what we can hear, what we can see. So just the power of our breathing can help us shift. We need to relax a little bit more, deepen our awareness, just making our exhalations normal, a bit longer, our inhalations just breathing normally. Soften into our muscles, let your body pull you down into weightedness, into slowness. Just being curious about what you are noticing. Perhaps the speed of your thoughts are changing, slowing down. Maybe there's a slight shift in the muscle tension in the shoulders, the face, or the hands. Sometimes when we have a challenging condition, uncomfortable body sensations, We might feel a little bit stuck in the body, in the mind. So we can use a tool of, if you like, a pendulating practice just now to help us move and get unstuck, if you like. So just right now, just noticing how your chest and your belly expands as you inhale. And just contract as you exhale, without any particular need to change your breathing. We just focus on this felt sense of expansion, of contraction in the belly, front of the body. Just that rising, that falling. Also that widening and narrowing as you breathe. Just being curious about how the body can expand and contract sideways to the front and to the back. We can imagine the body breathing, just lengthening just a bit on each inhale. Relaxing, being at ease on each exhale. We can notice that elongating of the spine on each inhale, that shortening with each exhale. Notice there's so much pendulation happening in our breath. We can notice that opening, that settling. That rising, that falling. Just that lengthening in the body as we breathe in, that shortening as we breathe out. And this sense of flow, this sense of movement is happening all the time in our bodies. All our muscles expand and contract in movement. And our heart pumps blood through the body, through the blood vessels, with contraction and relaxation, with each breath. And the whole of our digestive tract just moves through peristalsis, moves nutrients through the body. That squeezing and releasing of smooth muscle. So just reconnecting with this natural movement and pendulating of the body can increase this sense of flow in the body, the sense of movement. You can also notice that, if you like, pendulation in your hands maybe. So just bringing your hands together just now. Whether you're sitting in a line, you don't need to open your eyes. You can just bring your hands facing each other just in front of the body. You can notice that widening as you move your hands out, that narrowing as you bring your hands in. Feel that pendulation as you bring your hands up and down, rising and falling. Where else might you notice this movement in the body? You may notice your pulsation in the wrist. The eyes opening, the eyes closing, the eyes opening and resting. We can move our bodies gently side to side. We can move them forwards, we can move them back. Maybe you're aware of your thoughts shifting. Emotions shifting. Maybe there's more flow in your sensations, more softness in your sensations. Maybe just gently, whether you're sitting or lying just now, you can just, if you're lying down, just move the body sideways, just gently. And if you're sitting up, maybe just very gently, just moving, curling forward, maybe towards your knees if you're sitting, just that gentle pendulation. And if it feels good, just move. But if it doesn't feel good, then just come back to sitting again. But this is also a form of pendulation in the body, a form of getting movement into our nervous system. Just being curious with the body just now. Once you see and sense this kind of pendulation in the body, in the breath, you begin to notice it everywhere. You know, water in a stream, the sun setting, the moon rising, the branches moving in the trees, back and forth. Perhaps the ticking of a clock in your house, in your room, this quieting of traffic. You can even notice in family members, in pets, you can notice their in-breath, their out-breath. You can notice when their moods are shifting. And this practice of pendulation or movement, if you like, I find it very helpful in just nudging our body physiology, even our heart and even our mind, into a greater sense of flow and back into our window of tolerance, if you like. When we have more flow in the body, more movement in the body, then we have more blood circulating, we have more energy, we have more creativity, and we have increased capacity for compassion. And we have also more awareness of the whole of our experience. I'm just sitting for a few moments now in silence before I ring the bell, just noticing all this movement, all this pendulating in the body. I can just nudge you back into balance and resilience.